Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I welcome you. If you are from Lesotho, Kia amohela. If you are from Botswana, Kia go amohela. If you are from Venda, Vo amohela. If you are from, I don't know, where do Tongans live? Oh, Kiani. Kiani is the famous one. If you are from Kiani, Shak amohela. If you are Africans, Exuk di amohelo. And then if you are English, I welcome you to my show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I've actually been thinking a lot about doing this. So I was like, you know what? I finally have to do it. And today, it's what I did. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a lot to talk about, but I just hope you're gonna enjoy sitting here with me while I was busy welcoming you. So yeah, I just hope everyone is going to enjoy this first episode, and then like when we continue with other episodes, I'll have more content. I just have a lot of stuff to talk about. So the first thing, like today, I just wanted to talk about South Africa. Like South Africa, we know we are living in hell. That one we all know, and the whole world needs to know that we are living in hell. Everything is up. South Africa, everything is up. AIDS, up. Crime, up. Ubufebe, up. Stoko, up. Utshwala, up. The rand nayo, up. So everything is just up, which is just amazing. So living in South Africa is actually just amazing. But like a day or 2 days back, I was actually talking to this other girl on Twitter, which is where I got famous from. I wouldn't say I'm famous as such, but that's where I got a lot of, actually, I could say, social media attention from. So that's when this influencer thing started. So I've been thinking of actually doing a radio, because I was like, but I can't work at the radio. Radio, you have to do ads, you have to do all this type of stuff, and then the ad money doesn't even go to you, but you have to include it in your show. I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna do that. But yeah, I was actually talking to this other lady. She's a nurse at United States. I didn't ask which state she's from, but yeah, she's a nurse at United States. And then I was asking, like, okay, how far can $200 push you? And then she told me, she's like, you can't buy grocery. That's not money for grocery. So I went to search how much $200 is. And then $200 is actually like over 3,000. So I'm like, hey, in South Africa, you can buy grocery and be left with pocket money. There's someone, hence I'm telling you, South Africa is a shithole. There's someone who's earning 3,000. And then they pay rent, probably 500 rent, and then they buy grocery for like 1,000. Then they are left with 1,500. Maybe 500 is for transport. 500 is going to be definitely for transport. So 500 is going to be for transport. And then the other one, maybe they can just have fun with it. That's the type of world we are living in. And then to top it up, they always push you to do credits. Imagine you don't have a credit, and then you want to go open. Okay, guys, I want you guys to give me a credit, and then they tell you, like, we can't give you a credit because we don't have a credit score. Yes, but I need you guys, like, listen, like, just doesn't make sense. Like, guys, listen, you have to give me a credit card so that I have credit too. That's all it is about, that they never give you that. So someone who's actually having 3k, they are living off that. And then I don't think it's even minimum wage. I think minimum wage is way. I don't know how to say it, but I could say minimum wage is actually way higher than that. because security guards are the most exploited people. That one I can just say. Security guards are the most exploited people. Imagine getting in 6 to 6 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. just to earn 4,500. No one works like that. Nobody works like that. And according to the law, if you go in 4 days, you have to rest for 4 days. I actually like this company, Sasol. Sasol, they actually do that. You get in this week from 6 to 6. Next week, you rest the whole week. So security guards, what they do is like they work 6 to 6 for 4 days and then rest 2 days. So when you knock off in the morning, it's already your rest day. They start counting there. So which is just stupid. So I just wanted to say, like, South Africa is a shithole. And then, like, when Trump said Africa is a shithole, I know Africa is a shithole, but South Africa is a shithole. But at the same time, I have to brag, Pella. I have to brag, guys. There's no way I can just continue this without bragging. I have to brag. South Africa is the United States of Africa. There, I said it. You see our 9 provinces? We are actually the United States of Africa. Everyone wants to be in South Africa. Okay, let me not say everyone. Every African, I have to specify, every African wants to be in South Africa. I've met all kinds of people who are from other African countries. People from Malawi, Czech, Lesotho, Czech. But Lesotho, we don't actually consider them foreigners here in South Africa. Just in case you didn't know, Lesotho, Botswana, and Swaziland, those guys, we don't consider them foreigners because we do have our own here at home. So if you feel a little bit offended, please don't be offended at all. We just don't have people from Lesotho. Like, not people from Lesotho. What I meant was, they are here and then they also have their own countries. So if people from those countries come here, they are also welcomed. This is their home. When we go to their countries, it is our home. So yeah, I was saying Lesotho. Okay, it's Czech, that one we already did. Gabon, Czech, Egypt, Czech. I've met all these kinds of people. Like Nigeria, Nigerians, they even have attitude. That's the problem. Nigerians even have attitude. Imagine coming with attitude to someone's country. Yeah? Imagine I come into your house and then after you invite me, you're like, "Hey, today, my man, we are going to eat pap and spinach." I was like, "Yep, you're going to eat pap and spinach. It's fine. I wouldn't mind eating pap and spinach. I've been eating pap and spinach. But today I don't want to eat pap and spinach because I'm your guest. I want pap and meat, and make sure it's red meat." And then that guy will just come and like, "Yo, this is my house." And I'm like, "Yeah, I know, and I'm a guest, but I want pap and meat, red meat to be specific." That's how demanding Nigerians are. They are all over now. Each and every town in South Africa has them. Mozambican people, they are here. Czech, Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is even their home. I think we have more than 40 million. I won't lie, more than 40 million. No, I'm kidding. But I'm 100% sure we have over 5 million Zimbabweans, legal and illegal, here in South Africa. I don't want to lie. We have over 5 million. Imagine having such a population. Hence, I'm just telling you, like, son. But at the same time, we can't just blame ourselves. We have to blame the government system, right? So we just have to blame them. Like, our government system is failing us. That one we can't just run away. Like, the ANC government is failing us. Now I'm just confused on who are we going to vote for. We need to vote for someone who will stand up for South Africa and South Africans. But we don't have that. They are hiring foreigners everywhere you go. You can ask people at your workplace. A lot of people who work, their bosses are mostly foreigners. I was working once and my boss was a Zimbabwean, but he was a nice guy. I can't talk bad about him. He was a nice guy. But what I mean, like, higher positions now are given to them because they demand less money than South Africans. So South Africans, you have rights because it's your country, so you know how much you are actually gonna get for a certain job. And then if they're not giving you that much, then you complain. So this is how the South African payment system goes, right? They pay white people more. So if we are both artisans, and then the position is like, okay, you're gonna earn 35k, which is 35,000 rands. A white guy might be earning 45,000. A black guy, a South African black guy, will earn roughly 35,000. And then if you are a foreigner, you're gonna earn 25,000. And then you're gonna have their manager. The manager probably supposed to earn 70,000. So if it's someone who's from another country, they just give them an offer. Here's an offer, you can earn 40,000. And then he agrees. So you find out a manager is managing people, but a white guy is earning more than that person. Hence I'm saying our country is fucked up. So today I'll just be talking about how fucked up our country is. And then we go back to Home Affairs. So Home Affairs is just chaos, guys. I won't lie, Home Affairs is chaos. Everyone, like every, let me just say, every illegal foreigner can get their legal documents. Even if they were not born here, they can fake certificates. You pay them, like everything they do is just corrupt. So I think the root cause of all this thing is because of the law. I think after apartheid, the way I see it, the law wasn't as harsh. So if you know you do something and then you wanna go to prison, like, you're gonna think twice. Or if you know you have to do it, you know, like, your risks of getting into prison are high. Remember, even after Mandela went to prison and then he gave prisoners their rights. So if I'm an officer at prison and then I do beat a prisoner, they have a right to open a case against me. So that's just fucked up. We have to start about that. That's just fucked up. I don't know what to compare it with, but it's just fucked up. You can't be a prisoner, and then after being a prisoner, be able to open rights. You don't have rights. You already violated someone's rights, but you are also given rights. You are in there because you violated rights, the law, actually. Sometimes some violate other people's rights for being in there. So after you are inside there, you also are, come on, guys. South Africa is fucked up. You just have to face it. Umzantsi wethu u fucked up. Vomzantsi vo fucked up. Leshi shamzantsi. Leshi was born a leshi shamzantsi. She fucked up. Africa Chipembe fucked up. So we have to find a way, guys, on how to regain our country back. A lot of people might not agree with me on this, but I think, let me just start here. The stats for the land is like, white people own 80% of the land, right? And then like 15 people, it's Africans. And then the rest is maybe Indian, Kaladi. I don't know whether Kaladi that are included, but yeah, we do have their category here in South Africa, so I guess they are not included. We have Kaladi, yeah, and all those people. So they are the ones we have learned. So tell me this, if we vote for people, I'm not gonna say who, but I already told you the stats. The other race has 80%, the other one has 15%, and then the other ones have 5%. So if we vote for people, right, who own the rest of the land, don't you think? Because I think land for me, like, that's where you have money, whether people like it or not. If you own land, you own money. Hence, they didn't want to give the land back. Once you own the land, you have money. You can do whatever. You can build a city. You can make you a lot of money. Like, you can do anything with land. Once you own land, you are pagati inside. Halagasha. Hooray. That's what I'm saying. That's when you own land. You have everything. So imagine if we vote for the people who have the majority of land. Don't you think it's gonna be better? Because I think the ones who are owning 15%, they are not purchasing any land. They don't even care about their land. Like, all they do is look out for themselves. Sending money to Dubai, sending money to Germany, just so that whenever things go down here, they have somewhere to go. That's what I'm saying. That's what they do. That's what we read about. So I'm just saying, imagine if all South Africans, now I'm not going to say any race, I'm just saying if all South Africans, we vote for the majority of people who own land, don't you think they're going to do something with that land? I could never sabotage what's mine. So if they want to sabotage South Africa, they'll never sabotage it, because they own majority of land. Just think about it. That's going to be my advice to you. So think about it. Like, we gave them 26 years, guys. It's been over 26 years and then nothing has changed. In fact, everything just worsened. Wherever they touch, something just goes down the drain. Look at Brasa now. People no longer have trains. And then, who's benefiting? The taxi industry. And a lot. People who don't pay tax are now benefiting more. When you used to buy a ticket, you used to pay tax. But now the taxi industry is the one getting more money because they are no longer taxis. And then they don't even pay tax. Sometimes I feel like it was a planned thing. They knew if we... A train, let me tell you something, a train holds thousands of people. You can probably think, like, late at night, a train will transport something like 50,000 people to work, and then different shifts, not like in one train. I'm just talking about different shifts. So you can, like, 50. So imagine those 50,000 people going back to the taxis, and then they have to pay something like 15 rand. So you're gonna say 15 rand times 50. That's 750,000. So there's a lot of money circulating. Hence there are these killings during taxi wars, because there's a lot of money circulating around it. But I'm just saying, wherever they touch, they ruin everything. Bayamosha. Bafana nomntana omncane. Yabo umntana omncane. Mamnikeza amazimba. Uyawathatha. Uyadla, uyemakasuthi uyawaqhitha. That's how the ANC is. Bayamosha. Bamosha njengabantwana abancane. Bafikile kuPrasa, badla. Baqhitha ukudla bayamosha. Khona manje ama-cable ahambile, wonke ama-cable. All the cables at railway station are gone. Infrastructure damage. To reverse that damage is gonna cost billions. Prasa came in, they reduce security. How do you reduce security? Metro Rail has been there for years. Cable gets cut off, gets replaced the same day. This and that gets replaced the same day. They still, was this a railway replaced same day. Brother came in, reduces security guards. I was like, nah, this is just a recipe for disaster. And it was a recipe for disaster. So guys, I just want to conclude something before I go off. I've been talking for 20 minutes and I'm just alone in my room. So yeah, I can't be talking like this long alone. People will think I'm crazy. It's like, yeah, who's that crazy guy? Like, yeah, it's your boy, Yano van Potrieter. Like, yeah. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to conclude something. Like, this year, or let me just say the next coming national elections, this year I think is those ones, local elections. So I'm just saying next year, when it comes to, is it next year? I'm not even sure when is it, but when those things come, make sure, guys, please make sure you vote right. I'm not gonna tell you which party to vote for. I was just giving out suggestions, because that's the way I see it. We all have different views and we need to respect each other's different views, right? We need to do that. That's what we need to do. So ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, when we vote in the next upcoming national elections, please let us vote right. Don't get bribed by Skipper. You should never get bribed by Skipper. Make sure when they come and give you the Skippers, you take the Skipper and then you get the matches. You burn it right in front of them. Whoever's gonna give you a Skipper, you just burn everything in front of them. They must come. They must come with trucks that are going to fix roads. They must come with an idea. This thing of building RDPs must also go to hell. People have their own money. They always demolish RDPs. They build RDP, they waste money. Someone comes in, takes an RDP, and then they demolish it and then build their own house. So this is clear that some people need land. So give people stands. Make people register for stands. And then to make things easier, you can even go by, because you can check the salary wage. Okay, oh, these guys earn this much, we're gonna give them this section. Maybe people who own 30k upwards, we're gonna give them that section. Like, just give out lands. Give RTPs to those people who really need them, who can't change their situation at home. Like I said, people earn 3,000. If you earn 3,000, you can build a house, but it's gonna take you a while because you need to save a lot. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we go vote, guys, please let us make the right choice. It was nice talking to you guys. That was me, your boy, Yan van Potrieter. Until next time, Bella, ciao, ciao, ciao.